From the WGXC newsroom, this is the WGXC News Update. I'm Philip Grant. Carrie Miller is reporting for Columbia Green Media. The Greene County Republicans held their annual picnic at Sunny Hill Resort in Greenville on June 2nd. The 26th annual Joe Garland Memorial Family Picnic Fundraiser, organized by the Greene County Republican Committee, featured speeches from GOP incumbents John Faso, William McCarthy, George Amador, Chris Teague, and Joe Stanzone, as well as Chris Gibson, who represented the 19th Congressional District from 2011 to 2017. Republican officials expressed their support for the party's gubernatorial candidate, Dutchess County Executive Mark Molinaro. Molinaro did not attend the picnic. In rallying the conservative support for Molinaro's campaign, Gibson said, and I quote, "There's a real sense we're moving in the right direction, but in New York State, we're being left behind," end quote. Gibson touted Molinaro's promises to limit corruption, abolish the SAFE Act gun control legislation, and to, and I quote, "stand up for our freedoms," end quote. Greene County Republican Committee members and local supporters raved about the event and the GOP candidates on the ballot. Greene County GOP Chairman Brent Bogardus said, and I quote, "It was a great crowd. This is a great campaign kickoff event in Greene County," end quote. And you can read that full story at HudsonValley360.com. Perry Teasdale is reporting for the Columbia paper. The Chatham water saga continues. After another lengthy workshop on water and sewer rates, the Chatham Village Board last month raised rates for the second time in less than 2 years. This time the increase was 65%. More than a dozen people attended the May 24th meeting to learn how the village ended the fiscal year with a $370,000 deficit for water and sewer services, more than twice the deficit of each of the previous 2 years. As a result, the 700 water customers in the village, as well as 150 customers outside of the village, must pay for the shortfall. Village officials say they have been trying for several years to catch up with the maintenance and replacement of village infrastructure. Village resident John Howe said some of the figures in the sewer report, and I quote, "don't add up," end quote, and he repeated a request that the board ask the Office of the State Comptroller to audit the water and sewer finances. Following the water and sewer workshop, the board voted to adopt the increased service fees. The new rates took effect June 1st. And you can read that full story in the Columbia paper. The Post Star is reporting the New York State Council of Churches is calling on members of the legislature to rebuild the state's bail system. The organization says too many people charged with a crime must remain in jail awaiting trial simply because they cannot afford bail. The council released a statement June 1st urging lawmakers to take action before the current legislative session ends later this month. Governor Andrew Cuomo has proposed eliminating cash bail in misdemeanor and nonviolent felony cases. Legislation from State Senator Mike Gianaris of Queens would go further in eliminating cash bail for everyone except for those accused of committing violent crimes and considered a danger to others. And you can read that full story in the Post Star. And finally, Tim Martin and Justin Pareka report for the Columbia Green Media. The Ichabod Crane and Greenville softball teams are returning to the state finals this weekend. The Ichabod Crane Riders will contend for a state Class B championship for the third time in 4 years this weekend after beating Section X champion Ogdenburg 12-0 on June the 2nd. Ichabod Crane will face Section 6 champion Olean in the state semifinals at 9 a.m. on June the 9th. And winner of that game and the Susquehanna Valley versus Westlake plays for the state championship at 1:30 p.m. The Greenville Lady Spartans won 9-0 June the 2nd over Section 7's Aussable Valley in the New York State Class C quarterfinals at SUNY Plattsburgh. Now Greenville plays in the New York State Class C semifinals June 9th against Section 6's Chautauqua Lake at 11:30 a.m. And you can read the full story at HudsonValley360.com. This has been the WGXC News Update. For more information and weather reports, go to the WGXC website, WGXC.org.